Welcome to Sports and a Slice of Life. And now, here's your host, Dave Lewis.
There are things in life that suck, that bring us down. I need some uplifting. I need a smile, and I always get one when I talk to pop singer Angie Maserati, who joins us now. How's it going?
Oh my God, so good. It's going really, really well. There are things in my life right now that are challenging, and but I don't know. I have to extract the good parts and gratitude and everything. It's just
that's not easy to do, though, right?
I'm obnoxious. Like, I was born this way, like kind of obnoxious, because I will find a silver lining.
You have to really look and dig and mine for it.
No, it's just there. And sometimes it's just simple as like, what did I learn? Well, I grew. It grew me. And now I have more compassion. Now I'm more understanding. Now I'm less judgmental. I don't want to judge anybody or anything. And when you go through something, you come out on the other side much less judgy.
You feel that's more true now as you've gotten a little bit older, because you've been through, you know, some things in life, divorce, you know, motherhood, you know, everything else. So that give you a different perspective on life.
You know, I think when you give yourself permission to just be you, and you take off all the programming and the labels and things like that, you know, which I've talked about in the past with you, just truly becoming authentic. And I do think it takes some maturity and some time and some life to really get to that point where you're like, you know, no farts given.
Well, for those who aren't familiar with your story, and I've known you for, you know, a couple of decades, and you did cover bands and, you know, sang all over the place, and your band was great. You know, you were great at it, but you decided at some point, man, I want to do this, you know, for myself. I want to be my own person. I want to be a pop singer. You know, and a lot of folks would say, "You kidding me? Come on!" But, you know, you went for it. So, what was the turning point or the thing that said, "You know what, man, I got to do it. I got to do it now."
I just awakened to remembering myself. I remembered myself. I remembered what I had wanted as a little kid and as a teenager, and just, you know, the loop in my head was always music and performing and making a difference with my music and making people happy and just creating that ripple effect of, you know, joy and maybe inspiring other people. I love to inspire moms and to continue to live and dream. I post a lot of things like, you know, I believe in believing and remember your dream, be inspired, because it makes life so joyful.
Well, it's easy to have those when you're, you know, 21, 22. So, you know, the fact that you, like I said, you've raised kids and done all that and they're still going for it. It's got to be motivating and inspirational for other people.
Well, you know, I think the whole thing about like, oh, you know, discovered and they're only 16. I mean, that's the programming created by, you know, the media industry and the entertainment industry and stuff. Like, there's something so glamorous about plucking a child from, you know, at 16, 15, 30, whatever, Disney, Nickelodeon, all those things, where they take this child who doesn't know who, they don't know who they are yet so much. They have ideas and things. They know what they like, you know, and have a perspective of that. But to take them and then they're created. And that's why typically down the road, they end up losing it, you know, kind of like rebelling and going off the deep end, because they've got to come back to their authentic self at some point. Even if it's just realizing, I am not this person you created. I am something else. I don't even know yet, but it's not that. And I must find myself. I must be free. You know? So I think the youth is glamorized and youth is beautiful. The whole journey is so beautiful. But at my age, I am realizing like, oh my God, it's awesome. It is awesome to be like so in love with what you do and just have just that access to that mind space and the maturity and just the love and just a heart that's just so full and open and pouring out. I'm so in love with life more than ever.
Well, I want to make sure, and we'll circle back to this subject. That's the main reason I got a hold of you, is because I saw that you're in the running for something. Folks can listen and vote and participate. So get us up to speed on what you're involved in.
So right now I am a participant in the Opening Act 2022. And it's put on by Odyssey and radio.com. And it's a huge concert with massive headliners at the Hollywood Bowl, and it's in the fall, and they are looking for an opening act. And so by having different artists create profiles and, you know, create buzz about it and stuff, they end up raising money for the American Suicide Prevention Foundation, which is awesome because
it's purely driven by participation of folks voting for you, right? I mean, it's not just submitting your material and them voting for you. You have to have people vote for you.
You have to have people vote for you. So you have to ask for things, which is hard for me. I mean, you know, because I'm more like, I'm all about free will. And so, you know, I'm definitely not forcing anyone to vote for me. But even like asking, I'm still, this is one thing. Even at my age, I'm still learning to receive, to ask and receive and allow, but I've gotten much, much better at it. But yeah, anyway, so to be in, you know, the third in place in my group right now, is cool. There are people just who love me, who are showing up for me or who are excited or have seen me perform and have told me, I've been told, if I had a penny for every time someone said, like, what are you doing here? Like, you belong, you know, in Hollywood. It's like, well, here we go.
Exactly.
Manifesting.
Well, let's give the folks a reason to vote for you. Kind of tease what you're about. So here's one of your songs. We'll groove together, like, on camera as it plays for the audience. But this is Angie Maserati. The song is called Fire. I was actually in the music video, too. 2010, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. And it never gets old. Maserati.
Trying to cool you down, I just want to heat you up, so just tell me what I gotta do to please you. Yep, I'm a gentleman, so you know how I treat you. Luck be a lady, baby, it's nice to meet you. It may be crazy, but you're all I could think of. We could just be friends and see where this leads to. For now, give me your hand and just let me lead you.
Let's do it.
body, Maserati. Get on the dance floor, it's time to party. Dance like you're on fire, move your body, Maserati. Move your body. Move your body, Maserati. Move your body. Move your body, Maserati. Move your body. Move your body, Maserati. Get on the dance floor, it's time to party. Dance like you're on fire, move your body, Maserati.
Take a bow. I think I muted your mic, so make sure you unmute your microphone there, Angie. Make sure you unmute your microphone. There we go. Yeah. Love that. I got to give a shout out to Jill Breckenridge, who did the choreography for that music video.
She saved me. She was my savior in that at that time. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful, talented woman. Just so much heart and her soul. Just gorgeous. Yeah, dance instructor, and she just one-on-one time with me, and just gave me such confidence. And man, the best.
She's Thank in you, Vegas girl. Right now. Teaching high school kids how to dance.
Wow.
And, one of my favorites. And by the way, about that music video, I had about a second and a half cameo in the last minute, which I think it was expanded to maybe 3 or 4 seconds, you know, may have made a difference, you know, to go
viral,
like double platinum or something. Yeah. You have to keep that in mind for the next time.
Okay. I did not edit.
Hey, Angie, we'll make sure we come back to it too. So people, if they want to vote for you, it is the opening act. And I believe the website is Open Act, but how do we find you and vote for you?
I am posting the link on my social media daily, just saying it's time to vote again. And, you know, so Angie Maserati on Facebook, Angie Maserati Music on Instagram. Those are my two platforms that I...
I'll make sure with this too, we're putting the link in the description box through social media too. We'll be TikToking it, YouTube obviously, Twitter, etc. So we'll make sure we give you some love on that.
Thank
that
you.
Work for you?
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's get behind this old gal.
Oh, get out of here. Hey, so people can vote more than once. Is there any rules with it?
Yeah, people, so there's there's a free daily vote, but of course, like I said, it's a fundraiser. So the first box that you'll see is vote together, and it's purple. And that is where you can enter amount as a donation. And so like if you did $5, it'd be 5 votes kind of thing, but you can just do a free daily vote and you verify with your Facebook. That's all. Okay. And they're not going to spam you or like sell your information. It's just, they want it to be real people, real votes.
1 vote per day.
Yeah. Like I was approached by, you know, somebody who's like, you know, I can help get you votes and blah, blah, blah. And I said, isn't that cheating? and then I never heard from them again. I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, I don't want a fake anything in my life. I love real.
Authenticity.
Fake lashes. Those are fine. I'll take
Let me look. Come closer to the camera. Let me see.
Well, these are real, but like.
Yeah, right.
I like the spiders on.
Yeah.
And a fake tan because sun damage. But other than that, totally real. Okay, my hair color. Okay, let's not go down the list of those.
No.
I meant when it comes to love, real love. Real love. Oh, I'm searching for a real love.
Well, now you're just going Mary J. Blige on me. What about as a little girl or, you know, young adult, you know, who were those singers that you said, man, I want to live like that. I want to sound like that. I want to record like that.
Well, it's so crazy because Whitney Houston. But, you know, as I know now, you know, She did have to live so much of a parallel existence. I mean, according to some of the documentaries and things, I mean, she was bisexual, and that was just like the worst thing that could ever happen, you know, according to her mom in interviews and things like that. And so just, and I think that was part of her pain and part of why she escaped with the drug use, because it's really painful to not be yourself. And with this platform of like it benefiting the American Suicide Prevention Foundation, it's like parallel existence, having to pretend you're something to please a group of people. Sometimes it's your own family, a friend group, whatever, and denying truths and parts of yourself. Because if you were to show, you're afraid that you won't be enough or that you won't be loved anymore. Right. And that's like the most, this is just so, that's so painful. And that creates circumstance where people feel like it's better to just end their lives. And so my goodness. Yeah.
You see that more and more with teenagers these days. The numbers are astronomical.
Yeah, because kids, a lot of the social media, it's a parallel existence. It's pretending to be something you're not. Because you didn't have a chance to really to be solid in who you were without all that interfering in your process, right? I mean, we got to just grow up and eat dirt and swing on trees and, you know, and no one recorded it. You got to look at the stars and think and have a fantasy about what you wanted. And, you know, you got to know yourself. And now it's like, oh, I'm supposed to look like that. I'm supposed to be like that. I'm supposed to have these things.
Not just the person presenting, but the person watching. I say, yeah, Angie's car, her vacations, look at her body. You know, my life isn't as good as hers. So that's going to make me feel bad.
Right. And it's so interesting because I do not compare myself to anybody. And it's because, I mean, we can have whatever we want, I believe. But it's a mindset to have gratitude and to realize what you do have and to just celebrate you and where you're at and just, you know, it's celebrate that, oh my God, if I want that, if I want to get in greater shape, get stronger, I can do it. I'm so powerful, right? Like that self-empowerment, just like it is possible for you to have what you want. You can go out and get a great job and earn the money and have a great car. You can, you know, you can do those things. So to waste time comparing yourself to someone, you know, I don't.
You don't have days though, or at least hours where it's like, God, this is bullshit. You know, where you are brought down. You have to have, no one is like this all the time.
I don't know if that I'm like here or like, you know, with my state, but I do always have a song in my head, like always. And now right now it's Fire, of course, because we just listened to it. But earlier it was Alanis Morissette because I was telling somebody that I had seen her. And before that it was Black Eyed Peas. And before that it was, I mean, I just, it's constantly, you know, changing and it does keep me at a level of joy. I don't have a lot of highs and lows. I'm more like, this is me and I'm very present. And so I am just present to like my dog is laying here in my room. And I just, every time I look at him, I'm like, oh my God, I love you so much. Like, I love you so much. Like, I just love him so much. I just peek at him and I love him so much. I have this book on my desk and I keep looking at it. This is My Life in the Key of E by Pete Escovedo. It's his memoir, his, you know, biography. And I have it on my desk because I look at it and I'm like, I love that you exist in this same time, space, reality with me, because he created Peter Michael, his son, who was my producer. And I have such gratitude. So, and comparing myself to someone, I feel I'm such a believer in equality. Like there's no one above me or below me. Or I mean, when it comes to your value in existing, I love people. I value everyone. So yeah, that's me.
Oh, that was touching. It'd be nice to be able to you know, carve part of that out and, you know, live that way every single day, you know, with that attitude of gratitude and not let some, you know, BS in life bring you down.
When I realized I could choose it and then practice it and then be it, it's like being instead of doing, right? It's like, it's just fun.
I'm looking at a couple of the songs I want to play during the rest of our time, and Long Days, I remember the music video, it was shot in Italy, correct?
Yes. Okay. So this song, what we just talked about, yeah, this is pretty apropos to the words we just spoke. And it's just, I love, the second verse is my favorite, and it's wake up, realize, smiling as I visualize the eye of the storm. I will not conform. This journey is mine. No sinner, no crime. And just breaking down all the walls, you know, within the mind, right? Like the wall can be or the mind can be a prison with no walls, right? Like, have you heard that where you can, you know, but people stay so stuck. Like I was just telling my sister, so one of the harder things I'm going through my life right now is my sister has breast cancer. And so I've spent most of the summer in Minnesota with her because I must be by her side, you know, just to love on her. And we were talking to the nurse and I said, well, the body is amazing how it heals, but the body is only as strong as the mind. And the mind and the mental state is only as strong as the spirit. And so the alignment of all three of those things, it's like, that's when you have complete health. You can't just stay stuck in your body and you know, or get stuck in your mind where you have a loop of, you know, self-destruction or self-doubt or, you know, comparison or, you know, and then your spirit, you know, what are you feeding it? Are you lighting it up? Are you denying yourself joy because you're sacrificial, or are you allowing joy to come in because it lights you up? We're supposed to be lit up by life. It's a gift. Like, look at the birds. They're just tweet, tweet, tweet all around. They're just having a good time. Oh, I sound so do I sound preachy?
I hang out with people like that. Actually, you gave away, we were going to play the song, but you described the whole thing. So now let me cut your mic off for a second. That way you can't, there we go. Now let's play it. This is Angie Maserati. It's called Long Days. Check it out.
Breaking down all the walls within my mind.
You may unmute again. Angie Maserati.
Hey.
Long Days. Was that on the album, with the Love album?
No, that's a single.
Okay.
Then after that, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Love that stuff. How can people get a hold of your music?
It's on all platforms, from iTunes to Spotify to YouTube, Amazon, etc. So, streaming everywhere. Just Google it.
Angie Maserati, M-A-S-E-R-A-T-I. M-A-S-E-R-A-T-I.
Yeah.
There you go. You got it. And then we're going to pimp that contest. It's Odyssey's annual show down at the Hollywood Bowl, the opening act. You're trying to be there. Last year, they had Coldplay.
I know.
Black Eyed Peas, Doja Cat, Shawn Mendes. So you have a chance to be with some pretty elite company.
Yeah. And they and you work with like the, you know, industry, like awesome sauce where they, I'm not sure. Where you like they, you know, you, they create, you know, a cool show experience. So you have, you know, direction and like, you know, they're making a cool hair, makeup, all the things, you know, and oh my God, so fun. So fun.
What do your kids, and I know a couple of them, what do they think of all this?
Oh yeah. They, you know what? I inspire them to dream. I inspire them to live in your joy and like, and to never give up. I mean, And it's not, like they said, it's not, life isn't, you know, the destination, it's the journey, right? So they just see me like coming home from shows and telling stories and just being so happy about like all of it, you know, just, so they're proud of me. It's pretty cool.
Once again, we're posting a link on how to vote for Angie Maserati, one per day. We'll be in the home stretch about making that cut. So what are the different dates in terms of cutting down and picking the winner?
Oh man, that sounds like math, but it's like, it's about a week between every round now. So we're going into the top 10 in my group. So once we whittle down to number, like, you know, when I am number one in my group, thanks to all you beautiful people and taking your time and getting like, you know, your thumbs all sore from voting every day. Then it'll go into like, I think another round. Where, so anyway, they're about a week at a time. It's going to go on for, I think, another 3-4 rounds.
It's only one winner per round.
One winner. And then finally the one winner. So I would really like to be that person that more than anything gets to be that example of a mom. You know, a woman who just stands firm in her dream and her belief, and like just through everything, you know, my one song Wyatt says, "My spirit told me keep believing. I couldn't let go." Like it's just in my, it's just who I am, and nothing. That, you know, anyways, I would love to be that example. Like that, it's so cool to just, you know, continue to live your best life.
Yeah. One vote per day. Share it with your friends. Let's get the word out, make it happen. Hey, where are you performing locally? You're in the East Bay, Northern California. And yes. I saw a show coming up in a couple weeks, I believe towards the end of the month, that's you know, here in town. But what about other things that are out there where we can see you on stage doing your thing?
Yeah, well, first I just want to say, like, there's one free vote per day. Now, if you're sitting on a bankroll and you feel generous and you just want to make this girl's dream come true, feel free to do the Together Votes, which does fundraise for the cause. And it's like your government, you can buy votes. You can buy, you can buy.
It's a great cause to be a part of, you know, $20 for this, you know, for suicide prevention, and you win as well.
And my music will never leave you hopeless. There's always hope in it. Even I have a funny song called The Honeymoon's Over that's out. And it's like about, you know, marriage, like what? Like, you know, and the honeymoon's over and this isn't the way it was supposed to be, right? Because it's like, where's the fairy tale? What happened to the way you were when we dated? Like now it's like, but it's like, but I still need love tonight and I'm still in love with you, you know, and stuff like that. So I will never leave you hopeless, okay? You can trust me, I know myself. Stick with me, kid.
You know, you just touched on something that'll be a separate show. Could that be a...
Yeah. Oh, I would love to go on that podcast. One more little, side note, because that's my brain. Gotta love it.
I'm learning.
Like I mentioned earlier, I just saw Alanis Morissette. And back, you know, when she was huge and I would hear her music, I thought, I'm like, oh, wow, she's like kind of mad about stuff or like, you know, where's her hope? Like I didn't understand her lyrics because I didn't have the maturity of what she was speaking of. She is absolutely speaking about the power of your thoughts when she says, Mr. Play It Safe was afraid to fly, you know, packed his suitcase and kissed his kids goodbye, waited his whole life to take that flight. And as the plane crashed down, he said, well, isn't that nice?
Isn't it ironic?
He's really talking about manifesting, because how often have you heard someone say like their worst fear came true? When you give so much thought to what you don't want or what you're afraid of, it shows up in your life, you know? And if you give thoughts to like really great things and love and belief and being on opening act, you know, where you could open at the Hollywood Bowl, like things starts to show up, right? So her song Ironic is like totally about the power of your thoughts. And then she has the song, You Live, You Learn, you know, it's like, it's all about learning and growing and finding the gratitude in the learning, no matter what you're going through.
You got some great role models. Stop that. As an artist, some great role models. When you're doing a show and an art and wine festival, whatever, and folks like the cover songs, how do you determine how much you can do your original stuff and mix it in? You kind of suck them in to somebody passing by, you doing a Dua Lipa, and then boom, you hit them with an Angie Maserati. How do you balance that out and work in your stuff?
Well, the cool thing is that my album, my songs were done so beautifully. Thank you, Peter Michael. Is that they think it's Dua Lipa. No, they just think it's like, oh, I haven't heard this song, but oh, I like it, you know, and they come out and they'll dance to it, which totally like lights up my heart and stuff to see people. And then by the second time around in the chorus, they're singing along, which is totally like, oh my God, you know. It's so cool. But I have become more comfortable singing some cover songs than my own. And I really want to change that. I want my songs to be like the ones I know the best.
You don't have a ratio of, hey, three covers to one original or something, some kind of formula in your head.
So right now, like a lot of times the shows are like 3 hours long. I have about an hour and, well, I probably do have half that time in my own music, thankfully. Which is so, so cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
But we don't play all of the songs. But I look forward to that time when I do. And we're actually rehearsing this Sunday and working pretty much strictly on the original materials. Yeah.
So when can we see you on stage in the Bay Area?
In town here. This is my paper, my old-fashioned calendar, because I'm an old-fashioned gal. I'll be at Elevation in Livermore on the 19th, and then I'll be at Almost Famous Wine Bar, which is so cool, on August 25th. Cuda Ridge, I like to say charcuterie, but it's not, that's it. Well, they may have charcuterie there, but it's Cuda Ridge Winery on the 26th in Livermore. Okay. There. So okay. Both are shows.
And obviously the main reason, get those votes in.
Yes.
Make this girl the opening act. It's at theopenact.com, and we're going to give you the link to get those votes in. Time is running out, so we want to push you on stage so you can live your dream.
Yes, thank you. All those people who have said, you know, and believed in me and like, I want their dreams to come true too, where they're like, we told her that, you know, ripple away.
Very good. And you can subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, YouTube. So we're pimping for you. And, you know, we'll get the word out. One more song on our way out, Angie. I haven't heard this one. It's pretty new, Smile. So tell me about it. And obviously the title gives away a lot.
Yes, this is a song about unconditional love, being supported by that person in your life. And when someone supports you, they are so gorgeous to you. I mean, chemistry is physical, but love and lasting love is, it's all about that spiritual connection where you support one another, where you just like, you want to be that, you want to lift up that other person and encourage them to live their dream, where you're not like, oh, well, I thought we were going to do this and you're always gone or whatever. Like, no, it's like, that's great for you. I want to spend time with you too, because you're cool. You know, I mean, where you just, so that's what this is about. And my 13-year-old son is featured in the song. He wrote and timed and recorded his verse, and I could not be more proud. It's amazing.
I was going to ask you, because there's parentheses. It's you with, is it T-A-E?
Yeah, Tyson Anthony Edgar.
There you go. That's a stage name.
But, okay. Yeah, just could not be. I loved it. I loved every second of it. It's just the coolest thing to work with your kids on that. Like that.
Will there be a music video at some point?
Yes. You know, I'm hoping this opening act, they say, what would you do with the money? Well, with the exposure and everything, I would love to just create more opportunities that just light this life up and just more music, more fun, more experience. You know,
that's okay. Well, I'm doing my part to chip in to get you there. On our way out, Angie Maserati. It's Smile. Thank you so much, young lady. Much love.
Lost in all the time and all the arguing. The only thing I'm lost in is those eyes. And through the hardest of the time that you was always by my side, because a spark can never die. So I could be falling in love with all people stopping the judge, but there ain't no problem with us, so they don't got nothing to say. And I feel loved every day, and I ain't gonna toss this away, no, because I just wanna say that I just wanna stay.
Thank you.